Okay, buckaroos and buckaritos, Michael O'Brien, Mickey O'Brien, the sponsor of this show, is going to be on the air in just a minute with the good and the bad and the ugly with politics and law right here on KXFM. Let's put him live on the air, Tommy J. Michael O'Brien, Mickey O'Brien, you're live on the air.
Well, thank you.
Well, good morning.
Love your show. Good morning.
All right, so I have a question for you. It's about a decision on the Supreme Court. I want you to unpack this decision that came out on the independent state legislature theory. Can you do that?
I'll give it a whirl.
Well, whirl away, honey.
Okay. So this is kind of a bit of an esoteric concept, but it's based on a constitutional provision which says that the times, places, and manners of electing senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. So the case that came before the Supreme Court, a decision that was handed down yesterday, was brought by the state of North Carolina, where the North Carolina Supreme Court had invalidated a gerrymandered map that they said was very unfair. And just for those out there who may be history buffs, gerrymander is a combined word from Elbridge Gerry, he was a early vice president of the United States. Before that, he was a governor of Massachusetts. And as governor, he created a congressional district around Boston that people mocked as looking like a salamander. So pretty soon, they used that phrase. They combined his last name and the salamander to create the word gerrymander for these congressional districts that were designed to favor one party or the other very unfairly. The independent state legislature theory is based on that clause I just mentioned a few moments ago. And the state of North Carolina argued essentially that the state Supreme Court cannot invalidate, for example, a gerrymandered map that was created by the legislature, that the acts of the legislature were immune from any review by the courts. And the Supreme Court essentially rejected that theory in favor of democracy. The court's decision was a 6-3 decision, and of course we had Justices Alito and Thomas in dissent, and surprisingly Judge Gorsuch as well. So that is hopefully the end of this independent state legislature theory.
Oh, thank you. Good explanation. And I think that clears a few things up for a few folks. I've got something else that's been in the news, too, if you don't mind. One more question?
Not at all.
All right. John Eastman has been in the news lately. What can you tell us about his situation?
Well, he is another person who latched on to Trump's coattails and has gotten himself in a real pickle.
Well, explain what a little bit of his history, because I find it interesting.
It's very interesting. John Eastman was a former dean of the Chapman Law School here in Orange County. He is now in the process of facing disbarment proceedings by the California State Bar for his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. You may recall, and I talked about this the last time I was on your show, about the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege. And John Eastman had filed suit in federal court when the prosecution or the federal special counsel was trying to get copies of his emails that he exchanged with Trump and some of the others in the Trump campaign. And Judge Carter ruled that the crime fraud exception applied to his communications with Trump and allowed the prosecution to get them. Famously, Judge Carter said that Eastman's theories were a coup in search of a legal theory, and said that Eastman was likely guilty of some crimes. Well, now he is being investigated by the special counsel Jack Smith for possible criminal conduct in connection with the efforts to overturn the 2020 election. So Eastman, along with some other Trump attorneys, such as Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and Sidney Powell, who came up with these cockamamie theories that Mike Pence, who just had the ministerial duty to count electors on January 6th, really had the power to throw out the vote of the people and throw out the results of the election and essentially declare that Trump was president. We know those theories were tested in court over and over again, and over and over again they were rejected. So now John Eastman is having to face the firing squad over his conduct.
Well, good. Why is everybody around Trump going down and getting criminally prosecuted, and Trump isn't even getting his hand slapped so far?
Well, he is under two indictments, of course, one in the state of New York and one in Florida by the federal government, and a lot of folks think there's more to come. So,
I know that, but it just feels like he's still running for president. How can that be? I know you can't answer that, but it's just very surprising to folks. It is.
Well, he's just got a hardcore following that it just doesn't seem to matter what he does. They like Trump. They like what he stands for. They think he's a tough guy. And they're going to stick with him no matter what.
Well, all his old legal eagles are going down in flames. I really appreciate this phone call, and I hope you'll continue to do this every week.
Nice to have the legal mind of the O'Brien Law Group explaining these things about lawyers and what's going on. I really appreciate it. It makes it much more clear for me, that's for sure.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoy it. It's vital to our democracy. In fact, any democracy, you got to have people who care about this stuff, who are informed about this stuff, who read about it and think about it. That's what makes democracy work. If people don't care, things don't work very well. And unfortunately, I think there's probably too many people in this country who really don't care about this stuff.
Well, we do, and we're so happy you're a voice of reason live on the air. So thank you so much for calling in. And this next song goes out to you.
Mick O'Brien of the O'Brien Law Group. Thank you so much.
And our sponsor. Proud to have you as our sponsor. Here you go, Mickey. Thanks for calling in. You're brilliant.
Thank you.